Thailand's capital, Bangkok, is bracing for a new surge of water. The city is caught between floodwaters flowing into it from Thailand's north and high tides pushing seawater up from the south. Months of heavy rains have caused Thailand's worst flooding in a half century. More than 370 people have died throughout the country. In Bangkok, people are fleeing the city ahead of more flooding predicted for this weekend. Those who are staying have stocked up on water and other goods, emptying out the city's supermarkets. Michael McAuliffe is a freelance reporter in Bangkok. Michael, when you look around, what do you see? Tell us what it's like.
One of the first things you notice, obviously, is that Bangkok is a more quiet city than it normally is, and that's a result of all of the people who have left town in the last 48 hours. But really what you're looking at, you know, driveway by driveway or building by building, is the range of efforts people have made to try to protect their properties. And aside from dealing with the water itself, the fact that who knows what's in the water in terms of maybe, you know, chemicals or waste or garbage, is the threat you get from other things that exist in Thailand, like snakes. Around the Royal Palace this afternoon, a cab driver pulled about a 2-meter-long snake out of the waters, and these are the same waters that some tourists who are actually still in the city are walking around in as they try to do their best to go and see some of these tourist sites. So you have snakes, you have scorpions, you have crocodiles that have escaped from many of the crocodile farms. There haven't been any big attacks involving crocodiles yet, but they pose a threat, and it's something the police and emergency officials have been trying to get their hands on to either capture or kill.
Michael, knowing that, can you or other residents of Bangkok even wade out into the water?
Well, people do because they have to. But yeah, I mean, it certainly gives you the sense of, well, what do you want to call it? A creepy, crawly feeling. You don't know what might be down there that you either might be about to step on or that potentially might be about to bite you.
Creepy, crawly, and very wet.
Yes.
So what is the government doing, and what are people who plan on sticking it out doing?
Well, everything. I mean, the as you mentioned, the grocery stores. I was out in one again this afternoon, and you go in, and they've just been wiped out of things like bread and eggs and rice and noodles and milk. And one of the things that I think is really beginning to become a national concern here is the situation with water. I don't think there's a store left anywhere in Bangkok that still has bottled water.
Is there anything that the government can do about that?
It is. It's already looking at what immediate steps can be taken to start bringing water in from neighboring countries to help deal with it. If this shortage becomes a prolonged crisis in the sense of, you know, us having a flood situation in Bangkok that could last for another week or two.
Michael McAuliffe, thank you very much.
You're welcome.